conversations, but I mean, my intention was to be open if there was a way to help the team now to move in the pick, and a lot of conversations, but yeah, no, as you can see, like, not many first round picks are traded and that type of deal. But we worked at it and ultimately didn't feel like we were comfortable with anything that was presented. And we were excited to make the pick.
What excites you about America?
Well, I think, you know, it's a package that's pretty rare. 6 foot six, right shot defenseman that plays good two-way game, good with the puck, good feet, mobile, plays hard, really, really good kid. You know, and just in my experience as general manager over the years, it's extremely challenging to get those type of players if you don't draft them. So we just felt when that guy's on the board, that was the right pick to make.
How do you project Roddy Burke NHL ready, or do you have a development?
Yeah, I mean, I think with these young players, you know, they take time. You don't want to rush them, but I just philosophically, I always feel like they'll tell us when they're ready, and then you make room. You know, if that means right away, it's great. If it means year, 2 years, 3 years, you just don't know. But there's a good player there, and you know, we project him as a top four right shot defenseman. Whenever that time comes, we'll see. But excited about him.
When you end up getting to that spot, I mean.
Both those players, yeah, they're both extremely talented, and I mean, we like the other guy you mentioned a lot as well, but just where we had Merck on our list, you know, was ahead, and like I said, it's just, you get to that spot, it's tough to pass on a guy like that with that package.
Can you talk about the trade situation? I'm assuming most of it was you guys acquiring, trying to make a move, and it's just weren't getting a lot of interest from other teams. Is that accurate? I mean, they weren't that interested and that willing to do much.
Yeah, I guess that's the best way to say it is it's just tough to this time of year, the way it goes, to get an impact player off of a team right now for a draft pick. That's just, you know, probably guess just the easiest way to say it. But we were having conversations right up till, you know, close to when the pick was made, but just there weren't the deals that I felt would have made our team better, and that's what I set out to do. If we were going to trade pick 9, it was because it was going to help the Buffalo Sabres right now be a better team, and that just didn't present itself.
What else stood out about him? I know you went to those fellas, but what really?
Well, I think his background is unique. And Frank Musil in Czech Republic, our scout over there, you know, he grew up relatively close to him, and he knew the family background and just his path. You know, not easy to get where he's gotten, and then his even transition from Europe into North America this year, the steps he took. You know, I personally saw him at the Hlinka last year in Edmonton, whatever, is that August? And, you know, he caught my attention right away just with the size and the mobility. And then, so we were tracking him pretty close. But to see going from the Czech league and, you know, you're not getting as much ice time as a young guy and all of a sudden playing junior in the West Track, that's a big life transition. His English is great. Just an impressive kid. So there's more than just a hockey player there. It's a pretty impressive kid just as a person as well. Well, I think it, for me, you know, when I talked to you guys the other day about, you know, you come out of the exit meetings at the end of the season, then you have your coaches' meetings and meetings with Terry, and you just really start to put a plan together. Okay, what are we focused on? How do we make our team better? And ultimately, when we made the decision to make the trade, that's what we felt we were doing. We were, we identified 6 foot, you know, 5 right shot defenseman that we think has big upside still, competitive, plays hard, skates well, and really just for me, that was a critical piece that we needed to fill. We've been working on it for a long time and hadn't found the right fit, and he is. So that was a big part of it. And then for me, Doan is someone that he's such a good, just competitive, honest, two-way player at a young age. And we think, you know, he's going to step in our lineup and be impactful, but we think in time the ceiling is higher as well. He's going to be able to be an all-situation player, big, strong, physical, and elite character. And listen, both these guys, they want to be here. They're excited. They want to be part of the solution. And that, for me, when they checked the boxes that we were looking for, and then you add the character part, and I certainly did my homework. You know, even talked to Tage Thompson a few hours before the trade was finalized, just to make sure, you know, he had just spent time with them and knew both of them as well. But, you know, he was pretty excited when he heard the potential to bring these guys in our locker room.
How much talk was there, if any, about flipping 9-4?
You know, that there was negotiations going on at different times. Ultimately, yeah, those are things that we went back and forth, discussed. But for me, I was focused on Doan and Kesselring. That's the guys I wanted.
Understanding what they bring to your team, what you believe they bring to your team, how do you replace the offense that you're ultimately losing? Do you feel like you have that internally? Is that something you need to address, and how do you plan to do it?
Yeah, it's a great question, Matt, and it's something that we internally as a staff have spent a lot of time on, you know, recently. And okay, if you take 28 goals out of your lineup, and potentially more because JJ is still a young player, what do you do? How do you replace that? What happens? And some of it can be the internal, the guys like the Jack Quinns of the world and Zach Benson's, just progressing in their own game. But to be honest with you, when I really boil it down, I think with the talent that we have, we weren't as focused or concerned about scoring goals. It's more, can we defend better? Can we be a team that is harder to play against, defensively plays the game more responsible, I guess would be a better way to say it. And I think both of these players, that's why we focus so much on them, will help in that regard. So that's a big part of it. But it's a good question.
Yeah, well, on that note, when it comes to Bo Byron, what's the status there? Are you looking to resign, or is that something where you're looking to make a trade?
Yeah, like, you know, for me, Bo is he's an elite defenseman in the league right now, you know, and so I am definitely open if it's kind of like the situation with JJ. If it's the right trade that we think helps our team, we're definitely open to that. In saying that, I love Bo Byram as a player and as a person, and I'm be more than fine with him part of our decor. Right now, the way our decor looks on paper with Bo in there is I think very, very good. So if it's the right thing and the right trade comes across, we'll definitely be open to it, but not something that I'm going to force.
Can Kesselring maybe take another step forward playing Team USA? He was in a lot of high-pressure situations playing for them. Did you see him almost go to another level playing?
Yeah, I did, Paul. I think that's a good thing. If you notice that, you know, he did elevate, and it felt like in big moments, you know, wanted to be in those type of moments. And the other thing, you know, in Utah, tracking him pretty close last year, you know, there were, depending on what their health was in their lineup, there were times where he was, you know, in a bigger role and was thriving in that. So that's part of the comfort of saying that, you know, where we see him right now, we think he can be, you know, in a top four role, and he can continue to grow and get better. So that was definitely something that we talked about.
At what point in the offseason would you say you're comfortable or made a decision that you
do want to trade? Yeah, I think, you know, our intention after the season and when we sat down was to sign JJ. We had those discussions, and it became apparent to me and to our group that it wasn't going to work. And for me, then the focus was, if this isn't going to work, then how do we make sure we're helping the Buffalo Sabres improve? And that's going back to really getting guys like Doan and Kesselring that are going to play certain roles, the identity they have, this wanting to be part of the solution. That type of character is important, so that's why we did it.
Kevin, you say it wasn't going to work. How disconcerting is it that one of your top players didn't want to be here?
Yeah, no, it's not for me. It's hey, you get you get to the end of the season, you take all the information in. It's fine. It's what's best for the Buffalo Sabres, and the trade was what's best.
Was there really realistically any talk about dollars in term with him and his agent, or was it just?
Yeah, I mean, we like made it clear to them in the early on that okay, we'd like to work at this and let's figure out a solution. And it became clear to me that that wasn't going to happen, and that's when we changed our focus. Yeah, I'd say that you know, when we went into tonight, you're still talking about, hey, we need to be a better defensive team, and if there was, and maybe there still is, I mean, there's a long off season ahead of us, and you know, there's still moves that could potentially be made, whether it's in the next couple days or sometimes after July 1st. You know, like last year, I think we traded for McLeod, I don't know, at some point a few days after July 1st, because sometimes the dust settles and then teams that maybe were in on a player, it doesn't work out, you know. So what I would say is we need to be better defensively. So we would look for that type of acquisition if they're available, whether that's free agency, trade. And I continue to say this, but we have to be harder to play against. We have to have guys in our lineup that just raise the compete level. And some of that can be, you know, our own internal growth, you know, like our own players just getting harder and stronger, and you know, even a year older, some of that happens in the maturity. So that'll be our focus the rest of the way. Yeah, you know, Jack Quinn for me is, there's so much upside there, and I think coming out of his entry-level contract, if you look at the path since when we drafted him, he's had some challenges, you know, just with the health and the adversity, and I think physically he wasn't where he needed to be last year, and some of that was out of unfortunate circumstance. But what I do know about Jack Quinn is, there is not a player that I've been around in my time here that assesses his own game as honestly as he does. And the honest conversations that I had with Jack after the season, I know he took a heart, and he's going to come back better. So this is a contract that puts him in a position to kind of take the next step, and we're super excited about it. I think Jack's got a huge upside in front of him.
Did you make an attempt to sign JJ at all, like during the season or before the season, like try to engage in that type of thing?
Oh, you mean like last year at this time? No, I think the conversations for me, if I go back to whenever he hired his agent, Alan Walsh, because he had originally had a different agent and then had a new agent. That was probably a couple years ago. Every conversation with Alan from the moment JJ hired him was, hey, we really believe in this kid and think he's got upside. And whenever there were, whenever there were problems or concerns or things were arising or something was going on, Alan would call me. We'd have a great conversation. I would sit with JJ. We'd talk about it. And did we ever get into contract talks? No, over the year. But he knew that how we felt about him, and that, you know, we were excited about the potential in him. But you know, we made the trade because we think it was the best thing for the Buffalo Sabres, and that's the truth.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
That was Sabres general manager Kevin Adams speaking on the new draft pick, Radim Mertka. Of course, more draft picks coming your way tomorrow. Round two tomorrow starting at noon. Our coverage is at 11 here on WGR. The Sabres will pick 7 in round two. But for more on Mertka, more reaction, you can go to WGR550.com and check out the article there. But we want to thank you for listening with us here all night long on our NHL draft coverage. Again, it'll continue tomorrow. I would encourage you to tune in right here on WGR. But for producer Evan DePasquale, Brayton Wilson, Zach Jones, Paul Hamilton out in Orchard Park, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. More NHL draft coverage coming your way tomorrow right here on WGR. Good night, everyone.